Hey, this is Big Papa Pump Scott's Diner.
Yes, yes, it is me, Gerald the Poopé.
Hey, this is Joe Gatto. And
this is Eric Young.
Well, hello there. It's me, Harold the Puppet.
This is Johnny Wrestling, Johnny Gargano, and you are listening to Shootin' Poop.
Shootin' Poop.
The following podcast is brought to you by the Jonas Podcasting Network, found exclusively at WrestlingWithJonas.com.
Ah, the joys of recording live. We get to record and DDJ's staring off in the distance because he was freezing. And then there was that one time.
That's just how it works.
There was that one time that he forgot to hit the record button and we all went on for like 45 minutes.
And then he took my fucking hot take and claimed it again.
What a crumb. What a fucking crumb.
I wonder what episode 86 will bring. Well, let's get to it, gentlemen, shall we? Episode 86 starts now.
You guys are such jackass.
Oh, for fuck's sake. You
know what? All right. Let's start over again, Jovan.
I can't remember.
You must have hit it right before I did.
We need one producer, just one.
No, not too many chiefs, not enough Indians.
Yeah, no, we don't need two producers, just one.
I'll take it, Jovan. I got the video.
And so you two, and so everybody knows how big a clown you twos are. You leave all this shit in the video when we fucking post it.
That's not happening.
If we're gonna leave you in emergency leaving because your kid's sick, then we gotta leave this dumb shit in too. Let's go.
You fucking shit sipping frittatas.
Fuck it. Episode 86. Damn it. Part 2. Let's go. Some days you start well, some days you start like that, but all in all, fuck it, as long as we start right. Episode 86, gentlemen, let's, all right, Chuckles.
Sorry, that caught you.
That's,
it's more about how you finish than how you start, right, Jovan?
That's right, that's right.
Unless you finish really quick.
At that point, you know.
Tell us what that's like.
Well, you know, sometimes it happens. It happens. It's, you know, well, not everybody.
My dad used to say that he would be poking around in fun and they'd take him serious, and that's usually how it.
Thank God there are pills for that now. Generic Dick Pills, the unofficial sponsor of Shooting Shit since episode one.
Little Boop Pill. Pfizer makes it. Medicare pays for it.
I'm talking about that horny goat weed, buddy.
I'm talking about those 7-Eleven dick pills.
What up? Yeah. That's our original
pack, baby.
All right.
Yeah, they were.
To get yourself a Slurpee and some dick pills.
Bad boy will last 4 days.
Out of any combination you could have thrown out from a 7-Eleven, that's the one you pulled out of your ass there, DDJ. Wait,
first thing I can think of.
Bad choice of words, bro.
Yeah. He doesn't know that it costs $8.95 for both of those, but
you do. Fucking Texas, man. Fucking Texas, bro.
That's right.
Dude, how many different dick pills they got at the Buc-ee's down there?
Dude, there's
wall. No, he know, dude. You go into 7-Eleven, them dick pills are right next to the fucking bullets, so it's Texas. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we don't have normal ones like y'all do. Ours come in gauges, you know. It's a 12 gauge.
Grab a Bible, a box of bullets, some dick pills.
You know, it's all there. It's all together.
Find an outlet mall or some shit.
That's it's a Saturday night Friday special. Night.
Yeah.
Anyways, let's start off on a good foot here. Let's talk about something that was really good. That hell, I don't know if you guys thought it was going to be as good as it was, but WrestleMania Backlash from San Juan, Puerto Rico. My people showed up, man. What a fucking show!
I tell you what, man. What impressed me the most about it was like it. To be honest, if that show was in any other city, it might not be been as good. That crowd was just hot, man. They were very excited to have people there. And, you know, I mean, the Rhea Ripley, Zelina Vega, what's her name?
Zelina Vega.
Her match wasn't that great, but, man, she got pops. So, I mean, it was a really good show. I was happy with it. I was entertained by it, and I thought it was pretty good.
So I want to ask you guys a question because he brought up one of the talking points I wanted to bring out from this event was Zelina Vega and Rhea Ripley. Do you guys feel like if this was not Rhea's first title defense, like say this had been like maybe 5, 6, 7 months into her reign, do you think they would have pulled the trigger and given Zelina the win in front of the hometown crowd?
No. Traditionally, man, everybody loses at home. Brett,
exactly. I don't know. I think they would have. I think they would. It would have been just like one of those quick transitional reigns. She probably would have lost it right back. But I feel like that's the only reason why Zelina didn't win is because this was Rhea's first title defense.
Zelina didn't like win it because Rhea's over. She's so
Yeah, she is.
You can't kill the golden goose, man. I don't care whose hometown you were in, how long it's been since they've been there. The crowd was frothing at the mouth without it. They didn't need it.
No, dude, I don't know. They should be – if I'm WWE, I'm having more shows in Puerto Rico. That crowd was hot.
Yeah. Absolutely. And, I mean – I think I was talking to in our chat. I mentioned while I was watching SmackDown the night before, I was like, man, this crowd is insane. I hope it, you know, I was really, that was kind of one of the reasons I started getting excited for Backlash, was just because of the crowd on SmackDown. And I mean, like, yeah, you guys all said they definitely brought it. And yeah, I would definitely be down for doing another show, you know, from Puerto Rico really soon.
What was that, dude?
You guys are fucking ridiculous. They could have fucking marched out.
What was that, like, hospital gown? What'd you say?
They could have marched out fucking Joey Janela versus fucking, you know, Doink the Clown.
That would have been a great match.
And that crowd would have been just as wild. See, this is the problem. You can't say, oh my God, it was such a great crowd. Of course it's going to be a great crowd. Them motherfuckers haven't seen WWE in like, what, 20 years?
Well, that was the point I just made, Chuckles, that if it was in any other city, it might not have been as received as well as it was in Puerto Rico.
Not might. It wouldn't have been. It would have been. That crowd, that's the whole thing, and that's what we're going to see in Wembley. It's the same thing. Everybody, I don't even think that AEW show is going to be fucking great. All In, I think, is going to suck overall, but the crowd's going to be so wild because they're so starved, it's going to make a mediocre show amazing.
Do you guys, speaking of All In, did you guys see the latest like pictures of the ticket map or whatever that's out there, that like it's literally almost completely sold out? Like they're gonna sell out Wembley Stadium. Like they're gonna sell it out.
How many of that is scalpers? Hey,
say sell it out one more time for me. Come on, go ahead.
Sell it out one more time for me.
Yeah, there you go. All right. That's which cool. Anyhow, like I was saying before DDJ decided to throw in this AEW bullshit. Let me talk about the tickets there. Like, what are you fucking selling them? Like, you're killing me right now. No, it's not any other city. Like it's not my.
Hey, don't get worked up, dude. Don't.
Yeah, man, you got to keep it calm.
Yeah. Anyway. So Backlash wouldn't have not have been that show, but the crowd brought it up so much more and made it better. I think it's a guarantee, not a maybe, that anywhere else that card would just be like,
I agree, man, and I think you throw in the elements with Rey Mysterio and the LWO and Carlito making a return and
Savio Vega.
That, I mean, that
Carlito's that return,
cool, man. I mean, that little moment that they had there, that was pretty cool. Man.
Yeah.
At least they didn't bring out Carlos Colon.
No, they knew better. they had Carlito. They didn't need Carlos. Yep.
And, they knew better.
Yeah, they knew better, dude. But I mean, hell, Savio Vega is basically Hulk Hogan in Puerto Rico, right? That is the man in PR. So to see him come out and do some of his TNT chops, that the crowd went wild. They loved it. The crowd freaking out. And this is my thing.
Puerto Rico's music.
Yeah. And then that's another faction that doesn't get much love back in the days. The little tag team of Los Boricuas, but
well, that's because they weren't that good, bro.
They weren't. But Savio's great.
No, I'm not trying to be mean. They just weren't that good.
It's my tío Savio. Yeah. I will not speak ill of my tío Savio. For those of you who don't speak Spanish, that's uncle. My uncle Savio. Yeah.
Thank you for that language lesson, there, Jovan.
Very welcome. I'm here to teach. But anyway, man, I mean, to me, what makes a good event and makes a good crowd is like the Jericho crowd when he was on the fucking boat, right? The cruise, the first cruise where they did Judas, phenomenal. The video of Jericho getting Judas sung on the boat, phenomenal. Gives you just chills, and then everybody else copies it. That pales in comparison.
Well, it doesn't hurt that everybody there had an open bar.
Dude. That pales in comparison to the entrance Bad Bunny made in Backlash. Man. That was a fucking
that dude concert. Could run for fucking president. Some shit.
Honestly, if he would run for governor of Puerto Rico, he'd probably get it.
I mean, and the fact that he's dating Kendall Jenner and they still love him.
Yeah. it's rare.
Yeah. My wife is very pissed that he's dating a Kardashian.
You still love him, so there's something there.
Yeah, and it also helps too that he's actually a pretty damn good wrestler.
Yeah, he told a good story. He did what he needed to.
He got his ass kicked pretty good in that match.
Oh my god,
he took the bumps, man.
I love the fact that Damian Priest was like, "I'm Puerto Rican too, dude. I'm not fucking giving you shit."
Dude, if I had the ability and like endless flows of cash, I would want to buy Damian Priest's knee pads from that event because the Puerto Rican flag and the arrows on the other was just fucking beautiful tights. Be a badass piece of memorabilia.
You guys see the love Damian Priest?
Don't worry, man. I'm sure you'll be able to buy your Celestine tights here before long, brother. You fucking freak.
Appreciate it.
You guys see the love that Damian Priest has been getting from WWE? Like all the for everything he's been doing lately, and apparently he might be making his way up into the main event picture.
He's a company man. Everybody loves a company man.
Yeah. Hand jobs for everybody.
Right?
You know who else was a company man?
Hitler.
Wow.
What?
I think he said the honky tonk man was his
name. I did say I didn't say Hitler. That was
what's the difference?
One of them doesn't have a mustache.
One of them's like a Hall of Famer, time,
man.
Greatest Intercontinental Champion in the world
of all time. All time.
The working man's title.
The coked out man's title in that era. allegedly.
Gas him up. Let's go.
Okay.
Coke problem.
Let's transition from Backlash unless anybody has any final thoughts they want to throw out there. Final thoughts on Backlash?
Do we want to maybe go into the question of the week since that actually kind of Bad Bunny is part of the question?
Wait, who did the question of the week this week?
Me.
What?
Is you?
Yeah.
We can skip it.
It was Dennis. Yeah, it was Dennis this
week. Oh, fuck off.
That's sad. Let's hit the question of the week.
It's on par with the WrestleMania question of the week.
No, this got more traction than that.
No, but it was just as fucking stupid.
What was it?
We'll find out now.
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is now time. Shootin' Shit proudly presents the Stirrin' Shit Facebook Question of the Week.
It's fucking horrible when one of our guys is like, so what was the question of the week? But we understand, Joey, you had your
happening. Who was the question of the week this week?
I was a little busy. So
give me
a pass.
You get a pass this week. This week's question was,
can I get a pass this week?
DDJ.
No. Sean can get a pass too.
Why? So, yes, for sympathizing?
I have the question. I had the question of the week, and the, basically, and I typed this out, Sunday morning after Backlash, and I put that last night Bad Buddy put on another stellar performance against Damian Priest, and a couple other celebrities have recently been in the ring as well and put on some memorable matches, those two being Pat McAfee and Logan Paul. The question of the week is this: if you're starting a wrestling company and your first signee had to be one of these three men, who would it be and why?
I'm just like, so we're starting a company that's bound to fail because we're signing, our first signee has to be
No, it's if you had to start with one of these three guys, you know, I'm just saying it doesn't necessarily mean it's going to fail or something. I'm just saying that if you had to pick one of these guys, who would it be and why?
Lawrence Taylor.
Well, I mean,
damn.
Well, that was better than Ty trying to get in Maria Menounos again.
Not the same, really.
And that so, and it seemed like the majority of the comments that we got were actually, it was overwhelmingly Pat McAfee was the popular answer in the group. I mean,
because it's Jerry, the only correct answer.
My cousin Jerry put, you know, Pat McAfee, but he probably did that because he's a Colts fan. Yeah, and that so my big old Michael Oliver said McAfee. Charlie said Charlie had Logan Paul. Jeff Chadwick had Bad Bunny. Misty Tweeters had Pat McAfee. Sean Boley had Pat McAfee. Isaac Gressler said Pat because he's a fucking legend. our buddy the mustachioed one Shane Green said Pat 100%. Talked about his podcast and his mic work. Michael Fox said Pat. Ty actually, because he answered, he played within the rules, you know. But he got Maria Menounos in. He talked about it. His would be Logan Paul. Scott Cater said Logan Paul, and it's just everybody. It was overwhelmingly Pat McAfee. But for me, if I were to do this, I'd honestly right now I would sign Pat. Not Pat McAfee. I was gonna say he'd be if I was doing no. Let me. I got my thoughts crossed.
What are you? Huh? You good?
So, you know, if I were appealing to, if I were running an AEW type promotion that appeals to the hardcore fan, I would have chosen Pat McAfee. But if I'm running, like, say, a company like WWE, which is kind of what my train of thought of this, I would make Bad Bunny the guy that I'd sign because I think right now. You got to think about, you know, how popular he is, you know, just his reach, you know, with social media, his music, how much his music gets played on Spotify and everything. It's just right now he is one of the most popular musicians in the world. And to me, I think he's the one that gets the casual fans to click on the show and be like, oh, Bad Bunny's wrestling. I need to go check this out. I don't think you'd get that much of a reaction if it were Pat McAfee or Logan Paul. I mean, Logan Paul's pretty, you know, got a pretty, you know, nice social media following, but I just feel like he's not as a more of a household or worldwide name, however you want to put it, as Bad Bunny. And I just feel like Bad Bunny would be the guy that would bring my company the money, bring my company the ratings, and that's why I would go with him.
You are a silly fucking goose, aren't you? I mean, Jesus Christ. Here's the problem. Bad Bunny? Fuck no. Would never want to sign him. Do you want to know why? Because people that tune in and watch Bad Bunny don't give two flying fucks about being a casual fan of pro wrestling. They only care to see Bad Bunny. And that's it. That he is absolute attraction. Yes, can he pull off a good match? Yeah, he can. Is it the best? Absolutely not. He's the third best performer out of those three. Okay. Next, Logan Paul.
Which is tough to fucking admit because I hate. Yeah.
Right. Logan Paul would probably be, in my opinion, the best in-ring performer of the three. He's proven it already a couple times. But here's the thing. For a guy who does a lot of talking, he's not great on the mic for WWE. He is great on the mic for Logan Paul, and that is it. So the clear choice to me is Pat McAfee, because A, he can go in the ring. Is he the best performer? No, he's not. But honestly, if he just trained and did that and wanted to do that, he could be a really great performer. But what Pat has is he can win that crowd as a heel or a face. He can talk. Nobody can touch him of those three on the mic. Talk Sorry.
Ass off, bro. Yeah.
And that's money all day. You'll get the casual fans because, former NFL star Pat McAfee, just like WWE has done in his signing from the announcing, the NXT stuff he did. Like, come on. And remember, he was the heel in the Adam Cole feud.
That's what I was getting ready to say, dude. This guy made Adam Cole stutter a couple of times.
Yeah, exactly. Going back and
forth on the mic.
So for my money, Pat McAfee, hands down, that's the clear choice for it.
Okay.
Wolf, are what you about you two down there? That thought?
Do I got any? No, I just think that after this question, Dennis is not allowed to say anything else to me about WrestleMania question.
Got more tracks, more responses than that.
He's not allowed because he's not allowed to give me any shit about that anymore. That's all I got to say.
Beautiful. My pick, and it seems like you guys tag teamed it for Mr. Punter.
Love you,
buddy. McAfee. I'm going to go with Dennis Day Jr. and pick Bad Bunny.
Wow, that's a shocking pick coming from Juhan.
Hear me out.
It's so odd that it always seems to be me and Joe agreeing and you and Dennis agreeing.
I know.
Hear me out.
It's just so.
Just calm down.
We're going to have to switch the camera. We're going to have to switch.
Yeah, like you need to like put me over here. Yeah.
Let me tell you, calm down, simmer down. Benito Martinez, a.k.a. El Conejo Malo, a.k.a. Mr. Bad Bunny, is the only champion out of the three that we have named. So, yes, he has held gold in WWE already.
I'll come with that and fucking 24/7 thing, bro.
It counts. He took that belt on the stages that no other person, including Pat McAfee, could have. And that's why you take somebody like Bad Bunny, because of the word of mouth, because of the attraction. There's a lot of people who are not good wrestlers, but damn it, they are an attraction, and you use them all. Bad Bunny hits a market that WWE has been trying to continuously hit since Rey Mysterio busted onto the scene. They are sorely, sorely lacking in that fresh new Hispanic talent that's going to make everybody want to wear a mask or everybody buy the merch. They revived the LWO to try to do that. But what they want is that fan that they can squeeze money out of. They just want a Puerto Rico. Everybody's getting a Puerto Rico variant t-shirt out. You know the island of Puerto Rico loves wrestling so much?
And apparently
Well, I mean, dude, it's a hot.
I was going to say,
there's a lot of pro wrestling history there.
Yeah, that gets overlooked.
Mm. Well, I mean, it's
the original.
The problem with that history, though, is it's not always the most positive history.
That's wrestling, baby. Wrestling history is not always positive history.
One of your biggest American stars goes down there and dies, and nobody knows shit about it.
And Jovan brought up, you know, them reviving the LWO. Apparently, from what's being reported, LWO merch has been like one of the WWE's best sellers.
Yeah. Because Hispanic people, when advertised to, love it. Because they don't get it all the time. Hell, there's a Cody shirt out now with the Puerto Rican flag on it. I'm going to have to buy that sumbitch, which, you know, unfortunately, I'll wait for it to go on sale.
Why would Cody have a Puerto Rican? Isn't that like appropriation?
Look, I don't care. I'm a Cody Rhodes fan and a Puerto Rican. I need that shirt.
That motherfuckers will sell anything.
He says Cody has a Puerto Rican flag shirt.
Does.
It's basically the same one that they put out around WrestleMania, right? It's just instead of the U.S. flag. Okay.
It's the Puerto Rican flag instead of the U.S. flag I needed in my life, and I will buy it.
A kid who grew up in Atlanta, Georgia, walking around in a Puerto Rican flag shirt. I just don't know if that's cool. That's just me.
He's Cuban, so, I mean, he gets a pass. His mom is Cuban. Cuban, bro. His mom is Cuban. Dude, his mom is Cuban. Yeah.
Very, very small percentage.
It's still in there, man.
Blue-eyed, red-haired woman. That's a Puerto Rican, dude. She ain't cute.
All right. Done with the shooting shit question of the week. It's my question next week, gentlemen, yes? Is I come after DJ? Right?
Yep.
In the rotation, yeah?
Yeah.
Fantastic. I cannot wait. Yeah. You know what? Let's talk about him real quick, because this is something surprising to me. They have this whole tournament going on for the WWE's new title that's going to be on Raw. They took a handful of people from Raw, a handful of people from SmackDown. We already know Seth Rollins has qualified for the finals off of the Raw side. And now there's the grouping from SmackDown that needs to go tomorrow night to determine who's going to face him for that inaugural title. But in both of the triple threat matches, why was LA Knight not included?
That's a good question. I think they got bigger plans for him. I think they got bigger plans for him, or more long-term plans in place for him.
Yep, right by the catering table.
Yeah, that's what it feels like. I mean, this was a perfect opportunity. I mean, even if he doesn't get past the triple threat, you at least have him there with the main eventer, so he feels like a main eventer.
Yeah, I don't really know whether or not.
So I'm gonna say I'm gonna call this shot right now. LA Knight's winning Money in the Bank. Doesn't necessarily mean he's gonna cash it in and win the title, but LA Knight's winning the bank.
Dude, by the time Money in the Bank comes around, LA Knight will be back in NXT.
Shit.
Wow.
That's harsh.
Okay. Wow.
It's not him. It's not him, dude. I love him. I don't know what they're – I don't know who the – if they're just not looking at the monitor when he's working.
No, he's over with the crowd.
He's over. Just not he's doing nothing with him. I mean, yeah, the guy's 5'9" or 5'10", but whatever. I just – the guy can work. I don't get it.
It's fucking Cesaro Section 2.0 happening right now. Like, such an over organic, got himself over with the crowd, works his ass off, and they don't do fucking shit with him.
Brings up a good topic, man. Does WWE not like it when you get yourself over?
I think that's 100% part of the problem.
Sure fucking feels.
You know what I mean? Yeah. This isn't unheard of in the business. Let's go, let's take it back real quick to, you know, Brian Pillman and Steve Austin becoming the Hollywood Blondes. They put those two guys together because they didn't have shit for them to do. So they went, you know, we're going to make you a tag team. And then they got themselves over. And what happened as soon as they got over? They fucking broke them up because the people in the upper echelon didn't want to be made fun of. They put them in a feud with Rick and Arn, and they made Rick and Arn look like old men.
Yep.
And that was the end of that. And that's what's going on here. This guy is too good, too talented. He knows it. And there's somebody there going, yeah, you're just not. It's the same thing they did to Punk and a couple of other guys. They're going to make you. I mean, they've been doing it to Finn Balor for fucking how many years?
That's true with Finn.
I mean, please explain to me why Finn Balor is not a bigger star in the WWE when everywhere else he was the face of the company.
I can tell you why, because his shoulder gave out. That's exactly why. That's
because 5 years ago.
Right. And you know how it goes. You go into your biggest fucking match like that, and you get hurt in the first 2 minutes, they're gonna look at you as the guy who's just gonna fucking get hurt when you get to the top. That's how WWE always fucking is with that shit.
100% agree with that.
It's bullshit. It's 100% bullshit, but it's what they fucking do. They have a track record of it.
So you have one shot, one opportunity Okay. Couldn't even get to mom's spaghetti before I got shot down, but it's all right. But you know what, guys, I think we've kind of hit something there with, you know, them not liking people getting themselves over organically. I mean, we've got a lot of good names you just brought up. And LA Knight seems to be one of them, too, that's fortunately heading that way. But if you believe the rumors out there, this might be Edge's belt to win, going back to the tournament here for the newly made, I don't know what the fuck they're calling it, World Heavyweight Championship.
Yeah.
They have, I think, if I can remember off the top of the mind, it's Bobby Lashley, Austin Theory, and blank. Blank might be Edge on one bracket.
No,
and on
I the other. It's Edge and AJ. It's Edge, AJ.
It isn't going to matter, man. AJ, you guys know my, you guys know my feelings on this. It ain't going to fucking matter who wins this fucking tournament. They're not keeping the belt long.
You think Roman's getting it?
Roman's getting this fucking belt. I'm telling you.
So
it is going to happen.
The way I see this happening, man, Edge has already gone on cue of saying that he's ready to retire, right? He's ready to go home, ready to call tonight, but he wants to do it on his terms. I can very well see Edge winning this thing, winning the belt, and doing a, like, the next person to beat me, that's it, I'm calling it a night, hanging it up, and then at Mania, somebody beats him for it. Who? I don't know. There's not a real good story out there with Edge that I could think of. Oh, wait. You know, him and Seth Rollins had the world's greatest match.
Yep. No, that was him and Orton.
Him and Orton, excuse me, had the world's greatest match. Orton coming back as a champion. It's very, you know, valid.
Like Rollins versus Edge.
Yeah. So and
the matches for the SmackDown side, it's Edge versus AJ Styles versus Rey Mysterio. And then the other one, it's Bobby Lashley versus Austin Theory versus Sheamus.
Yeah, so.
Theory's winning that.
They went with the cream of the crop on both of those sides, man. The cream of the crop.
Did they?
No, they didn't. They really didn't. It it feels like a damn secondary title just due to who's fighting for it. But
just the people that are in it. I mean, if you're looking at those brackets, I wish we had them so we could just pull them up and look at them. You look at who's in those, who's in the mix on either side, and there's going to be one face. Seth Rollins is going to stick out on Raw. And then I can't even remember. And to be honest with you, I don't really care. Mm. Because this is, I honestly, in my heart, believe that this belt is going to end up around Roman's waist, and
he'll be interesting
to see what he does in SmackDown because he's going to be there.
Triple title holder.
Yeah. He's going to be on SmackDown, so we shall see.
Let's hit it, guys. Let's transition out of the E. Sounds like we're done beating that dead horse. Going on to something a little bit more dynamic, Wednesday Night Dynamite, man, this week was actually pretty damn entertaining. And they actually set up for a real good week next week as well. Some highlights from this week. A lot of big names returning. We'll hit on those real quick. Let's touch on that, guys. We saw the return of Thunder Rosa and Miro the Redeemer.
We did.
Is this returns going to fuel some of those whispers we're hearing of a new show coming soon? Is that why they're back? Is it the whispers? Go ahead.
I'm sorry, man. I'm going to interrupt you. From what I've read, yeah, that's kind of what it is going on because there's so much tension in that locker room still right now with everything that's going on. These guys aren't mature enough and old enough to realize that money's on the table. So if you can't put your petty shit behind you, then you got to split the locker room up. I feel like Rosa's definitely going to be on a Saturday night show. If you've watched the AEW All Access show, I mean, they've been talking shit about this woman for pretty much every episode, man. Didn't have a legit, I mean, she had a legit injury, and I don't know, you know, if Tony Khan's the CEO of the company and he said, no, I'm not going to strip you of the belt. We're going to make whoever's an interim until you come back, which is what he did with Punk and Moxley. then is it, why are we, why is she still catching shit? Like, I mean, this was Tony's decision. He's the boss. Ultimately, he made the decision to take the belt off of her because she couldn't perform. And I respect that, but you should have done it sooner. Like, you just should have done it. I don't get this whole interim bullshit from any company. I just don't get it. If performers need to work, and if you can't work, then and you're carrying a strap, then,
yeah,
you know, quit dicking around with it, man. Take the strap, get the strap back, and move on. You're messing with the integrity of the title. Miro coming back on Saturday night, I think would be awesome. And I don't know what the timing is going to be on this, but I'm hoping it's like a prime time or a late show, maybe 8 to 10.
So I think that's what they're saying, somewhere in that like 7 to 9 our time, like, you know, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern. I think that's what they're saying, I believe.
So they're going
to
get a little bit more leeway. And I mean, I kind of getting a little nostalgic about the old TBS Saturday night day. So, like, I don't know for sure, like, what I've read and some of the things I've seen, like, they have plans in place. And I think it's going to be good. I think that locker room definitely needs to be split up.
Yeah.
Because they're just not mature enough to deal with shit right now. Mm-hmm. And that's the entire company. It's rampant through the entire company.
And if you watched any of the All Access, you could kind of see it, right?
Yeah.
Things that we thought, you know, a storyline, well, may not have been so much storyline as in actual life, because you're seeing some backstage moments of big time issues that, you know, we would be like, oh, is that real? Is this feels a little real, like the Ruby Soho and Tay Conti beef with her breaking her nose. That's
very real.
Yeah. That was extremely real. Yeah. The whole issue with, you know, just in general with people, how they feel about their placing in the company. Like Sammy, who is touted as one of the pillars of the company, in all of the All Access, seems like somebody who doesn't know if he's going to get asked to the dance. He's just waiting and waiting. And, oh, am I going to get my prom ticket? But you're put as one of the faces of this damn company.
I'm going to throw this out here. And this is a question for, have you guys been watching All Access?
Yes. I have. Yeah,
Joey, you watched any of them? All right. Awesome. Yeah. Does it seem to this is what it seems to me. The guys that we grew up on in the 80s and the 90s, those guys in their minds knew. Yep. Their shit might have been fucked up outside of the ring, but in the ring, they knew, you know, Scott Hall and Rick and all these guys that had these out-of-the-ring issues, or, you know, like, weren't great fathers, weren't good husbands. They partied, they drank, they got in fights, they did all this ignorant shit. But they were never insecure about what they did in the ring.
Yep.
It just seems to me that everybody in AEW that they're putting on, these are about the most insecure little bitches I've ever fucking seen. Like, it just
sign of the times. It's a different, completely it amazes different time.
Me. And don't get me wrong, man. Like, I mean, I understand. Like, I was an athlete. I understand those inner insecurities. You know, am I going to be able to perform? This is on me. I mean, even as a coach,
he's not talking about sports either.
Even as a coach now, there are times where I'm like, man, am I teaching them the right thing? Am I handling this the right way? Is this the right offensive scheme? Am I doing what I'm supposed to be doing? You always second guess and question that. But I never, ever,
hey, never Sean, question.
What?
Judging by the way your team's played this year, I'd say they get answered all the questions with yes.
Well, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
You were waiting for something else completely. Yeah. I was waiting for
you to throw a fucking joke in there. I'm punching you in the dick next week.
Yeah, I was waiting for him to talk shit. I really was. Like, I was just bracing for it. But no, I mean, like, those things come up. These guys, these kids, like all of them, even like the Young Bucks, these guys who have had sustained, you know,
yeah,
careers, and they're just like, well, I hope everybody likes me.
Guys who, quote, dude, unquote, killed they the don't. Business.
Yeah, they don't. 50% of this business don't like you, and they never did. That's the point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's where your heat comes from. Quit crying about it, man, and just go out there and do your damn job.
That's very true, man.
You know, I don't get that. And that's the one thing, it feels like the mentality in WWE and the roster and the talent there compared to the talent that's in AEW, both very talented, both gifted. AEW is just very, very young. Yeah. Like the whole locker room. Yeah. You know, with your except, and even those guys like the Bucks and Kenny and Eddie Kingston and all. Yeah, they've been around for a while, but not on this level.
Yeah, and I think to kind of hit at your point, it reminds me of when we would watch NXT when it was first coming up, and you would see the evolution of some of the NXT talent, and you kind of saw how they were. And I'm talking about Full Sail days back when it was on the network, and you would see them cut a promo, or they were going like through class.
Like with Rollins and Charlotte.
Yeah.
That group. Okay.
And you would see the evolution of the character and the evolution of the confidence and how they would start to get it and when it would click and how they would just start to go. And I think we understood at that point, these are guys in developmental, so you're going to have that shakiness. You're going to have the uneasiness. You know, you're not going to be fully sure of yourself. But you look at a product like AEW, and to you and to some of us, this is the big times. This is a nationally freaking broadcasted show. You're not in the minors. You know, you're in the show. It's time for you to act like it. You're not supposed to be, you know, still worrying about the little things like, oh, I hope that lands, or I hope they like me, or go out and be you.
Or like, I got to go talk to Tony.
Yeah.
Guevara was one too. Like, dude, as cocky as you are and how you carry yourself in your persona.
Titty baby.
Dude.
Titty baby.
I don't get that because, like, man, the guy, I mean, he's gifted. He's talented. Joey, but it kind of makes you wonder, like, are they, if these guys are given the opportunity in WWE, are they going to, you sink or swim, brother? I think they're sinking.
They don't look like they'll be ready for that.
Yeah. No, they're not overtaking WWE in any time, man. That's never, ever going to happen. The company's been too, it's the machine.
Joey K, if you want a good drinking game to use while you're watching All Access, every time Tony Khan hugs somebody, take a drink, man. You'll make it out that first 10 minutes.
For sure.
Unfortunately.
They actively seek him.
I can't drink anymore, so.
Oh.
Yeah.
Damn.
To have alcohol.
Oh, jeez.
I'm serious. That's not even a joke. I know I'm laughing, but it's not a joke. I'm actually serious. So, no more drinking for me.
I guess we're not hitting the bar when you come in next weekend.
Oh, no, we are. We have a DD now. Fuck that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. We can't have him be DD in Chicago. He don't know where the fuck he's going.
I don't want him driving my car.
Dude, It'd be like
the four of us ain't fitting in your fucking car anyway.
We're not fitting in your car. Yeah, we'll probably have to take my beast.
That's a whole lot of fucking meaty men slapping meat in that car.
Yeah. And I love you guys, but I ain't slapping that meat.
Yeah, I mean, Jesus fucking Christ. Like that car's gonna have a fucking girth certificate.
Yeah. I mean, that car is so small, dude. When Dennis wants to check the headlights, he just sticks his hands out the window and goes like this. Yeah, they're on. Oh, my
God.
They're on.
So you're saying he drives like one of those fucking baby sneakers on a wheel? Like, there's like a little fucking, like a little, what's the Chevy one that looks like a butt plug?
No, I mean, that's a big dude in a little car is all I'm saying, that car. My car isn't very big either. But...
The Chevy butt plug.
Yeah, I can't remember what it's called.
Wait. After out of all that, that's what you took from that, Javon, was Chevy butt plug?
Yes.
Yeah. Javon's the kind of guy that'll take the Chevy butt plug as well, too. I feel.
Hey, man.
It gets you there, bud.
It's a conversation starter.
It gets you there.
Pull up into that driveway. What do you got? I got that Chevy butt plug. Are you ready?
Exactly. Cool. I said, are you ready?
I mean, are you spitting water through there, champ?
You'd be spitting something.
Put the fucking ground effects like all fucking lit out.
All right.
All green. Hit the DX music. It's probably what that butt plug sounds like back in the day. God damn it. I just keep trying to make Sean spit and I can't.
Nah, man, I didn't not even.
All right. So we've gone to butt plugs.
Speaking of which, what's next for AEW?
Wow.
What butt plug from AEW are we talking about next?
let's do a rapid fire because we're already at 45 minutes because you guys are animals. Next pay-per-view coming up. Double or nothing. All right,
Buffalo, like, whatever you say.
Yeah.
Double or nothing. We've got the four-way, which is the four pillars match for the AEW Heavyweight Championship. Who do y'all see winning? Nobody from Sean. Sean gave a thumbs down, meaning we all lose.
I got to go with MJF retaining.
Joey, yeah,
what's the whole point of MJF having the fucking title if he's literally not going to carry it? Yeah, MJF's going to win.
All right. I'm going to be the outlier then and say I don't think MJF is going to win.
Just coming from the butt plug guy here.
Yeah, no, no, dude, be quiet. I got to hear this. Go for it.
Yeah.
To me, everything AEW does is very, very programmed. It's highly fucking programmed. Down to the All Access show. The All Access show pushes certain storylines that smart marks want to believe is real. When in all reality, we could be getting word because this is a fucking show. And one of the things they constantly pushed down our throats on All Access was Sammy Guevara and his journey. With him not feeling like he's the top guy, with him wondering about his spot, with him wondering if he's going to be in the main event picture. Fast forward to where we are now, Guevara is going to be in a title opportunity against the other pillars. To me, I think they've given you a way to hopefully turn Sammy face in their eyes by showing you his internal turmoil, his self-doubt. That way, when he wins it all, for people who watched All Access, you get the complete story. So, that's my thoughts.
All right, so
basically, you're saying Sammy Guevara is going to win it.
Correct.
Okay. All right, so here's my question to you guys then. If Jovan is correct and Sammy Guevara wins the AEW title, the MGF title reign, is that a failure as an experiment?
I would say yes.
You guys know my feelings on it. For me, I mean, once he won, that was something, but it's been a snooze fest ever since.
But I think a lot of that has to do,
I love the guy.
I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that, you know, this whole stuff with Punk. Because, I mean, I think Punk was supposed to figure heavily into it. And I think that just kind of really threw everything, you know, kind of out of whack.
But.
So your two-time Booker of the Year couldn't rewrite his fucking title program? Like, are you really? I mean, he's on the fucking Access show, and he's like, oh, you have it booked out. It's like fucking coked out scribblings on the back of a fucking Waffle House placemat. And he's like, yeah, look, I got you here, and then we're going to go here. And I'm like, are you fucking, like, okay. He couldn't rewrite, like, okay, we have to change gears. Let's take Punk out of the equation. You could still fucking run with MJF, and you could still do a million and one things with them, but
they have it.
Yeah, they have it, and that's Tony. This is another fucking champ, another technically homegrown AEW champ that they've dropped the ball with, because I'm going to count Hangman Page as the first one, because they dropped the fucking ball with him after he won the title. They're doing it with MJF. So think about it. The only guys who've been successful carrying the title are Chris Jericho, John Moxley, and Kenny Omega.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what? They're not fucking homegrown AEW talent. Those guys came in with established careers prior to AEW. So that tells me Tony doesn't know what to do with the guys that he's building up. So this whole four pillars bullshit, like, I don't even care about this main event, to be honest with you, is like, okay, cool. You want to build these guys up as a future of AEW. Well, look what you're doing to MJF. Look what you did to Hangman already. Like, you can't, like, you have to actually learn how to build these guys up before you pit them against each other. This is just all fucking bullshit backstage fanfare for everybody. It's ridiculous.
And how many times has Sammy Guevara won the TNT title?
Three.
I don't know.
18, three times.
19? Three times, yeah.
Three times.
Darby's won it.
You could have asked me, you could have asked me before we talked about it, and I would have said he's probably the TNT champ now. I don't even know. Who's the fucking champ?
It's Wardlow.
Wardlow.
Wardlow. who I believe is a three-time TNT champion.
We're beating that dead moose again, aren't we?
Yep.
Yeah.
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 It was a good little quick fire on some AEW guys. We've all seemed very enthusiastic about the product. Hopefully next week, I think they have the potential for a good show again, but it seems like it doesn't matter how much of a good show they're putting on. It's not going anywhere, and we're just not buying it right now.
And speaking of next week, a quick little announcement. We might have the show up a day earlier next week because next week is going to be some travel days for a couple of our boys here and stuff as they make their way to the Chicagoland area. So do not be surprised if you see next week's episode up a day early.
Also, because one of us got tickets to go see Fozzy, so, you know.
Yeah!
Been nice. That'd have been cool, man. I wish I could have tried to get there like sooner, but fuck. Been fun. You know what?
Done talking.
Thanks, man. That's gonna hopefully that doesn't stick. dumbasses. I wanted to get into Kenny Omega and Don Callis and the whole backstabbing, but we're running at 50 minutes. No one's
really shocked by this. Who cares?
Huh?
Were you guys shocked by that? Like, did it actually?
Yeah. Were you guys shocked by the turn?
No, I called it 2 weeks ago.
Fantastic, Dennis.
I figured it was going to happen. I just wasn't expecting it to happen when it did. But it actually, when it happened, it made sense.
Jody.
I'm not surprised by that. I mean, Jesus Christ. They've been building the tension between the Bucks and him and every, like, it's Callis, dude. He's going to fucking turn on somebody.
Fantastic.
That's not kayfabe, dude. That guy's a legit douchebag.
So. Oh, no, I know.
Fucking know Cyrus the Virus douchebag. Being the douche.
Look,
I'm so shocked.
Let me tell you about him in his spray
can. Turn on Kenny.
DDJ, which All Out was it when you were in the suite and I was on the floor?
That was 2021.
So in 2021's All Out, I'm on the floor, and, you know, we get our chairs. We're able to take them home. They have the floor entrance to the elevator, and the elevator takes you up, and you're able to actually leave at the fucking ground level, right? Well, I'm going to the elevator. Mind you, there's a line of people because everybody had to wait for their chair to get undetached from each other and have everybody look at your paper and say, yeah, this is your seat. So we're there. And there's this lady who's on crutches and this other dude who's like limping. So I let them go before me. And aww. I'm finally coming up. You know, I'm a nice guy when I want to.
Yeah, when you want to be.
It's finally my turn at the elevator, right? And I'm like, cool, I'm going to jump in there and like get to the back corner because I'm a big dude. I know this. I'm going to take up some space and let me just get the fuck out of the way so other people can pile in. Well, right when I go to try to get in, strutting past the whole fucking line like he owns the building is Don Callis. And he has his fucking suitcase with him. And he just looks at me like I'm the first guy there. As soon as that bitch opens, I'm going in this fucking elevator. He looks at me and he goes, do you mind if I take this one by myself? He's like, I don't want to deal with everybody. I've got to make a flight. Wow. And I was like, are you fucking serious, dude?
Did you tell him to eat your ass?
Dude.
I'm telling you right now, there's no way I'd let that cocksucker get on that fucking elevator by himself.
I didn't want to say yes. And by the look on my face, I think he knew I was going to say something. But the fucking security dude rushed him in there by himself and sent the elevator up. And everybody's like, that's bullshit. And I'm like, I know, right? Fuck Don Callis.
Well, in fair play, he could have been a full dick and not even said two fucking words to you because he knew security was going to put him on that elevator anyway, right? Let's be real. So, I mean, I can't give him the full dickhead card for that because at least he is decent enough of a person to say something to you. Hey, man, you mind? Even though he goddamn well knew he was getting put on that elevator.
I can give him the card and stamp that son of a bitch. It wouldn't have happened. My trailer park will come out soon.
It's time for final thoughts.
Dennis, am I lying?
No, you ain't lying.
I'm not lying.
If he ain't lying, he ain't dying, ladies and gentlemen. Where are we going with final thoughts? Who wants to start us off? Not everybody jump at once. Fuck.
Well, I just usually, when Dennis wants to go first, he just starts talking. So I don't know why he's being so polite this week. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, thank you. I'll use my manners.
What shirt are you wearing this week, dude?
Matt Cardona, Deathmatch King.
That's, wow. They must, I bet they didn't sell a lot of those.
I bet you they did.
I bet they didn't.
I bet they did.
I bet they did.
I bet they did.
Dennis, who are you over there blowing at Pro Wrestling Tees to get the fucking data on what shirt sells?
Oh, that's all pure speculation.
Dude, he's got shirts hanging in that closet that he's never even worn, right?
I think he's got shirts hanging in that closet he's never
worn. No, wait. I'm getting ready to make a point, smartass. I'm
sorry.
Because I have a stack of Pro Wrestling Tees t-shirts that are folded up on my top shelf that I've never worn. And I don't have half, not even a third of the shirts that you have. So how many of them have you not worn?
They'd probably, I'd say maybe 10%.
About 10%.
I think you need to be about 60% more honest.
This has nothing to do with my final thought, by the way.
Whenever you're ready, Bubba.
Well, I've been ready, but somebody down there below me wouldn't shut up, so.
Jesus Christ.
So, but no, we.
Shake the sand out. Come on. Let's go.
Get the sand out of your vagina.
I'm no selling the fuck out of you right now.
Oh, boy.
All right. Spit it out, man.
I was going to talk about how excited I was that, you know, we're all going to be together next week. And it's just kind of, you know, it goes to show you how cool, like, social media and the internet can actually be because of what it's done for the four of us and how it's brought us together. And like I said, next week will be the first time all four of us have been, you know, together in person. I mean, we've had, you know, like Sean and I have hung out quite a bit, you know, Sean, Javon and I have hung out once. Javon's hung out with Joey K. I've hung out with Javon and stuff, you know, and all that. So it's pretty cool, but it's really cool. Cause it's the one thing I've been thinking about, just, you know, how much fun we're going to have and everything, you know, and it's really cool that it all just started from, you know, just all of us meeting, you know, coming together via Facebook, and just everybody talks about, you know, the dark side of social media and how bad, you know, Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff really is. But this right here, this shows you how good, when you properly and everything, how good social media and Facebook can be. So. And I see y'all smirking over there and everything.
No, dude, that wasn't – that had nothing to do with you. That had nothing to do with you.
Okay. All right.
I promise. I wasn't being a dick. I promise.
That's all right.
My wife's in the room, dude. It was just – yeah, that was just something else.
But long story short, you know, I really appreciate everything you guys have done for me, you know, just personally, and just, you know, how you've always been there for me and how I'll always be there for you and stuff. And it just – said, I love this show. I love you guys. And, you know, I can't wait to hang out and have fun with you guys next weekend.
Love you too, buddy.
Love, 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 love.
Hey, bring a couple of my belts when you come.
That's how you get them.
I want Joey and Jovan to see them. I want to show them my new belts when you.
Yeah, and I want to stick one in my carry-on on the way home.
Well, dude, I'll let you borrow it. I'll let you borrow it, Joe.
let's just all go four ways on a belt and do like the Sisterhood of the Traveling Belts with that bitch.
We should just get one made. Wow. Your own custom belt.
Hey, I thought it was funny. Who wants next?
I'm gonna go last.
All right. That's you. Come on, you go next.
Yeah, why don't you go next, Javon?
Javon don't ever want to go answer early. The question, he always wants to go last, dude. He wants to wrap up.
He wants to enjoy that butt plug.
I got it, dude. I got it.
I'm normally the closer. Hey,
very offensive, nice. Sir.
I know. Like
Chewy, you just chill out right there. I got you, brother. So, a couple things. First off, I was really happy with Dynamite last night. I enjoyed most of it that I got to see. I'm going to end up having to watch the last of it because I didn't really get a chance to. I was real impressed with the Julia Hart, Anna Jay match. I thought that was really good. And I think the newest member of the Hart family is coming along pretty well. And she's having some good matches, man. I think that's pretty cool. House of Black's killing it. Anytime I get to see Kenny Omega bleed is a good day. So that was nice. Next week, I found out last week that the girls are the eighth grade class from the school that I coach at asked me to be the commencement speaker at their graduation this year. So, yeah.
Have you officially accepted?
Yeah, I did. I did. I have no idea what they were thinking, but
I gotta learn though.
Sean's going to show up to the commencements. Girls, you want to hear about hard times?
Somebody needs to record this.
Oh, my God. You got to do hard times now, man.
Oh, man. No, this is the thing. You gotta
tell you what. Classic. I'll make you a deal. If I can throw it into the speech – without anybody knowing, I mean, just those two words though. I can't do the fucking promo. I might be able to throw hard times in there somewhere. My speech writer is close by, so
I got a better challenge. I got a better challenge than that. Not to bring up things that we're not allowed to speak about.
Okay, dude, but no. This is an eighth grade graduation at a Christian school. There will be no stuff that we can't speak.
No. Just hear me out. I would say the better challenge would be how many subtle pro wrestling references can you make in your speech?
Yeah.
inspired by how many wrestler names I could change to dick jokes. Like, just keep throwing them in there. So I think that's the better challenge of how many just wrestling references. They're children. They're good Christian kids. which is debatable because I went to a Christian school and there's some fucking scumbags there. But either way, yeah, I'm just saying some
regular junior high kids, man.
Yeah, fuck them. Fuck them kids.
Wow.
I mean, that's a general fuck
them. Joey goes like
any kids specifically. Not that specific graduating class. But in general, all the kids.
I'm going to guess you're not allowed 1,000 feet around any schools.
That was only the one school district. But
oh my!
I'm kidding, you fucks.
I love how I catch shit for making a Carrie Von Erich joke, but you can joke about that.
I know, right?
Anyway,
because I'm supposed to say stupid shit like that. That's why.
Anyway, he lived. I'm very excited about it, man. And I don't know. We'll see what happens with it. But it's been a pretty cool year for me with these girls and being in with the kids there and being a part of it. So my speech writer is over here on the couch helping me out with it. And she's going to be there that night to record it, which was funny because I didn't know this was going on. And she was like, well, I can't go to graduation. And I was like, okay, well, I got to go because my girls are graduating and I'm going to be there, you know. And then last week out of the blue, she's like, oh, I changed my mind. I'm going to go. And then about half hour after that, I found out that that's why. So I'll even have to wear sleeves. I gotta get it. She's making me get a suit jacket and everything. So,
profiling.
What'd you say, babe? Yeah, she's giving up Top Golf to come watch me.
Oh, wow. That's a fucking sacrifice, bro.
Yeah. It is. I told her to go, dude, because I'd rather go to Top Golf than do this, but you know.
It's all right, Gabby. We can go to Top Golf.
Dude, Top Golf is fucking fun.
Yeah, it is.
Graduation.
Hey, I'm not that far from the Top Golf.
Well, bro, if you're gonna if you want to pay for it,
I'm like I got a membership. I mean, hell,
you got a membership?
Yeah,
you got a membership to Topgolf?
Yeah, there's a Topgolf literally like 10 minutes from my office. We take lunches there all the time.
At the bar.
Yeah. Liquid lunch and then get back. Hey, man, you don't know what we do. It's horrible.
Yeah, I wouldn't broadcast it.
Yeah, hey, I don't say where I work.
He's going to get called in any time.
Excited about anything, you know, excited about hanging out with you guys next week and getting together and seeing what kind of trouble we can get into.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got, beautiful. Bro.
We'll have to put clips of the speech on here next time.
No.
Oh, yeah.
No.
Yeah. You're talking, you're sitting next to our digital media lady. Hell yeah, it is. It's happening.
Digital media lady. We're on the new TikTok right now because we haven't posted any for
her. For the ladies in digital media, throw that in the end.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll go, Joey.
Actually, dude, actually, if it's all right with you, I'll be the one that throws that in the end. It's
Hello.
Hello.
Wow. I don't even know how to respond to that.
Buzzing.
That doesn't surprise me, Philly.
Another belt.
Gabby says she's going to get a candle. Give me a candle.
Oh, that's so cute. Like a nice runner-up candle. That's good. Good for you.
A runner-up candle.
You keep
what are you talking about, Philly?
You keep reaching for those stars, bud.
Uh-huh. You keep reaching for that top shelf, bro.
You reach that top shelf. Fuck you.
Your next gift ought to be a step stool. Don't
you
know, fuck me,
you, man. Because I got a normal size torso, but I just have shorter legs.
I got a normal size torso.
Fucking asshole.
It is a sight to see.
I don't know how to respond to that.
Oh, Joey.
Oh shit, Joe.
It's funny. Okay. I'll go, Joey, so you can end out on a high note.
John's broken.
Yeah. It's all torn up, now. Baby.
Oh, that might be the funniest shit you've said all year, bro.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, for my final thoughts, I'm going to leave you with something to ponder, right? As the years go by and I get older and wiser and hopefully a bit more matured in my ways.
Oh my God.
I've started to reflect on certain items. And that being, where are we going to be in the future, right? So for those of you who don't know, my favorite movie of all time is Back to the Future. Love the franchise. Love the movies.
Good.
And to think about it in that movie.
You represented your people in that movie too, buddy.
I know, right? All over and not a single one. They didn't think we would make it to the future. I mean, hell.
Apparently there are no Mexicans in the future.
We can have black mayors, but no Hispanics.
Yeah, I'm not surprised. They probably just put them all fucking... Probably put all of us underground somewhere.
They build that wall.
Yes, I'm just saying. I'm just saying, like, Back to the Future 2, they're in the future. Like, all this shit's, like, all operated. Everybody's like, wow, it's so futuristic. It's all automatic. Nah, man. It's just all, like all the Mexicans and Puerto Ricans down there just pumping gears and shit underneath the floor panels. Like, every basement's full of us. Like, that's
the mole people.
Oh, boy.
That's what we are, the mole people.
Fucked up, bro.
But give a thought to it, man. 1985 is where they started in Back to the Future, and they went back 30 years to 1955. And if you're of a certain age like I am, when you think of, wow, 30 years ago, you probably still think of 1955, even though it's actually 1993. So for everyone who just had a existential crisis like I did, fucking you're welcome, number one.
That's a fucking giant kick in the dick, isn't it?
Because if they were to make that fucking movie now, okay, they would be going from now to 1993. So it would be someone's whiny-ass kid going back to 93 trying to help his dad, who was probably a skater, you know,
no,
fucking...
Dude, no, that guy no, was no, there.
No, 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 no.
No, that guy was wearing a fitted hat and boss jeans.
The starter jacket?
Yes.
And the Charlotte Hornets starter jacket.
A starter jacket. Chains.
Yo, man, you can't fuck those pullovers, bro. Like, I don't know. And we were poor, so I got like the clearance ones. Like, I was the only motherfucker. Everybody had like Philly sports, like all the big schools, like Notre Dame was big in the early 90s.
Yeah.
Motherfucker, like, we were poor and broke, so we got like the second shit. Like, I had like a fucking Georgia Tech pullover. I didn't even know they fucking made them. Like, I was like, yo, what's up, Georgia Tech?
You think that's bad? You know how people go with the Jordan shoes now? You know how Jordan's big, fucking Air Jordan shoes and shit?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We were so broke when I was younger. I fucking thought the Shaqs were like Jordans, dude.
No. Oh, hold up.
Which Shaqs?
No. The Reebok ones?
The original Shaqs. No, they
never do that. I know what you're getting ready to say, Philly, and that's not even close. They were never as big.
Put it this way.
They were cool, though.
I never had Jordans, but I had Shaqs, and I had, if you know who this brand is and who this guy is, hats off to you. You're probably broke. I had the fucking Marberries.
Oh, the Marberries.
I had the N1 Marberries, man. Those were good shoes.
Dude.
What was the name of that place that sold those jackets? Like, real cheap?
Stephen Berry's.
There you go, yep.
They're next to Dick Pills. Some Dick Pills.
$5.99 That's where we went. Yeah. Anyway,
were hot back in the day, like that when they first. Yeah, man. Everybody was
the N1s. No. Yo, because they were dropping the N1 mixtapes.
The mixtapes, man. The mix remember tape. Kevin Garnett wore N1s when he first signed with the league, man.
Jesus Christ, dude. Everybody had those fucking mixtapes on DVD.
But they were like $5 also.
All right, real quick. Favorite N1 basketball player, go.
Oh, fuck. Professor. Fuck yeah. It's my guy.
I love the professor, dude. Okay. And I like 747.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
I love a big man who can play ball, bro. Yeah. That was cool, man.
He balled the fuck out, too. God damn.
Like, I'm sorry, man. Make your point. We got off. I apologize.
My point is that we're getting older, and things that you used to do when you were young isn't as easy as you do now. So this weekend I have coming up with you guys, I'm definitely going to cherish it, even though it's going to be a bit of a rough time because I've been told tonight that Joey K and Dennis Day both snore like fucking fighting or fucking pigs. So
that's why we're putting them in the same room.
But don't make it sound like it's just us.
That's why we're putting them in the same room, dude.
I snore as bad, dude. Joey K made it sound like he hands out earplugs when he gets ready. And I've heard about you, buddy. I don't know.
Yeah, maybe.
But
allegedly.
Allegedly.
You fuckers don't know how to use that word right.
No, I know exactly why I'm saying it. So, no, I do.
Allegedly. Joey, go ahead and take us home.
This ought to be good.
Well, originally, I had my final thought to be something that was going to be a real dickhead statement.
No, you what?
So
no way.
So I'm just gonna touch on this of how much I hate fucking wrestling fans, you scumbag fucks, you stinky neck bearded fucks. Because if I have to listen to one more goddamn fucking arena sing along one more time, I fucking can't even watch WWE. I will fucking mute that shit so I don't have to hear people scream the fucking Cody and the fucking Seth Rollins bullshit. I don't give a fuck. And you know what? I give Bad Bunny a pass because at least it's a fucking song with lyrics. Stop fucking being the stupid orchestra in that crowd. Go home, wash your fucking balls that nobody's ever touched in your life besides you and probably your mom when she had to lift them up and smear that fucking shit off of them from your diaper. You disgusting shitbag. Stop.
Stop talking about your mom like that.
So anyway, that was my original final thought. There was.
Well, I'm glad you decided not.
So
to
happy you didn't. Yeah. So happy you held back on that.
Yeah,
a little bit.
I love how you're holding it in.
Yeah. Yeah. You know. So that was my original
the doctor's advice, I see.
And that brings me to final thought two, which is yes, y'all motherfuckers tried to kill me. Well, guess what? I ain't dead yet, motherfuckers. I'm still here, baby. I'm still going. Little emergency room trip, almost dying, hooked up to everything. Fuck that shit. I'm still around. I'm here for a fucking good time. And my good time's not up yet. So let's fucking go. I'm excited for next weekend. I am cleared to travel. However, I can't drink due to medication I'm currently on. Number two is, yes, it was pretty fucked up. I'm joking about it, but it was terrifying. It was scary, especially around my kids. And it really fucking sucked. But fortunately, it's treatable and I'm gonna probably be okay. Minimal lifestyle changes, nothing too drastic, but yeah, so I'm gonna be good there. And then of course,
he hasn't been holding that pen all night.
Hey, they offered me nicotine patches in the fucking hospital.
That's because they don't know that that's not a nicotine.
Well,
they didn't offer you the right. If they'd offered you a different patch, you would have taken
it. He said, fuck your patch, give me a brownie.
See, and that's the thing. Can't smoke in a hospital, but I never read a rule about an edible. Ha ha! Looks on you, doc. No, I'm kidding. I'm joking. That was a joke. That was 100% a joke. But, so I was pretty happy to get out of the hospital, but my final thought is one of my very, very good friends passed away very unexpectedly at only 38. And it just really fucking kind of messed my entire week up because, you know, here I am. I fucking go to the hospital, the emergency room on Saturday and I'm in the hospital and I get home on Monday and then find out shortly after that, oh, yeah, a good friend just passed away same day. And it's just like, man, really kind of fucked me up a lot. So, and this was a guy who we were in a band together back in my younger days and we played shows and we traveled around together and we had fucking great times and we all kind of went our separate ways. And then years later, it's just that friendship when you just see somebody and you're like, hey man, what's up? Love you, man. Good to see you. And we just like talk like we hadn't seen, like, oh yeah, no, we've been hanging out for the past decade. That's no problem. But you know,
you pick up where you left off.
Exactly. And just a really, really good dude. A great guy, and it's just like super, super disappointing. And especially too, you know, having a pretty bad health scare kind of put a lot of shit into perspective, and then let alone losing another good friend in the midst of that is fucking just, you know, definitely makes you appreciate things a lot more. So I'm not dead. I'm coming to Chicago next weekend. We're going to have a great fucking time. I'm going to love it. We're going to do it up. And I'm excited for it because honestly, about what, 5 days ago, I wasn't 100% sure if I was going to get there. Yeah. And I wasn't sure what was going to happen next. So yeah, I'm very much looking forward to it, spending time with you guys and having a great trip out there. So everybody who's listening, you know, don't fucking take the fucking trip, spend the money, take the trip, make the fucking phone call, send the text messages. Cause dude, it's
you never know.
It's real scary when you wake up and you go, I'm pretty sure I'm going to die right now. And, that was a fucking new experience at 40 for me. So, we'll see how it goes, but I plan on sticking around for a while. I'm not retired, baby. I'm in my prime. Let's go.
Yeah, we also want to keep you around because I really don't feel like looking for a replacement.
Well, there went all the fuzziness that we had. Yeah. Thank you to the Johnners Podcast Network for proudly presenting us every once in a while.
Fucking fails, man.
Thank you to the ladies out there in catering.
Fucking bucket of cold water.
Thank you to the jobbers and ham and eggers in catering. Thank you to the ladies out there in HR. Special shout out to the lady in digital marketing.
Whoa, that was Sean's line.
That's you, baby.
Well, you know, Sean said he gets to. I'm not going to say what Sean said.
He's going
to
reap the rewards of your nice comment.
Yeah, he's going
to leave it at that.
Let's put it that way.
He's getting ready to hang the belt up again.
He's about to do the strut. But anyways, thank you all you guys.
On and cuddling up and going to bed. That's pretty much all that's happening tonight.
Well, all of y'all cuddle up, go to bed, have a good evening. Thank you for watching Shooting Shit. Have a good night.
Attention wrestling fans and fans of Shooting Shit Podcasts. You can now be one of the cool kids by going to ProWrestlingTees.com and buy the official Shooting Shit t-shirt. Buy it now and be there at ringside.
Be sure to check us out on YouTube at www.youtube.com/@SHOOTINGSHT. Find us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/groups/SHOOTINSHT. Check us out on TikTok at SHOOTINSHIT. And you can buy your official Shootin' Shit shirt at www.prowrestlingtees.com/SHOOTINSHT. And thanks for watching.